So could we produce a local COVID vaccine here? There's now a series of positive test results when it comes to developing a unique vaccine here for all potential variants. Work's been done by the COVID-19 Vaccine Corporation founder and chief executive, Dr. Robert Feldman. With us, Robert, morning to you.
Good morning to you.
The world has plenty of vaccine. Why do we need to make it locally?
We don't need to make that's not what we're doing. We're designing it and developing it locally for world use. And what we're also trying to do is make what is already a good vaccine an even better vaccine by improving protection even further and for preempting any further variants that may emerge.
Everyone else will be doing the same thing, presumably?
No, actually. Everybody seems to be concentrating on one particular type of vaccine, which is the ones that we're receiving now. We are trying to stimulate a different arm of the immune system called the cytotoxic T cell arm of the immune system. And there are a few companies around the world, but actually really few, who are working on this particular approach.
So the others do what? Wait for a variant and then react to it or see if their current product addresses it? You're looking to get ahead of that.
You got it. Yeah, absolutely right.
How possible?
Because we know which bits of the virus tend to mutate, and we build a lot of redundancy into our vaccine so that even if there is a mutation in one area, we've probably got it covered with another bit of our vaccine.
Do you believe in herd immunity? Is that possible or not?
Yes, I mean, there's no question there is herd immunity. The question is whether one can achieve it reliably for COVID, and I think that's only partially possible.
Because that's sort of the race, isn't it? If you get enough people vaccinated and or they get it, at some point they might race you to the finish line, which is you going, I've got something here that can cover all bases.
I don't think that's quite true, because I still think we are going to see a background of infection as immunity falls somewhat. And my expectation is we are going to have boosters every so often. And if we can include CVC's vaccine as part of that, then I think we'll see even less infections, which can only be a good thing.
Do you got a time frame on this?
It depends on how much money we receive, and most of our funding has come from private sources at the moment, and that's the biggest challenge. We're currently raising money, and the more money we receive, the faster we can go. So if we received a huge amount of money, we could possibly be concluding a clinical trial at the end of next year, with approval a year or two after that. But that would require very large sums of money.
We'll stay in touch, and we wish you well with it. Dr. Robert Feldman, who is with the COVID-19 Vaccine Corporation, founder and chief executive.